course actually went for 9 months. It was a certificate for in mental health. The reason why I feel so passionate about the course that we just completed, it was a different style of teaching and learning that was delivered by our trainers from Gillane Place. Two of the trainers were Ginny and Fred. Just the way it was delivered, for me personally, I feel that it's helped me tremendously for the work and the industry that I be working in, with issues that a lot of our people suffer from through mental health. And the model that was delivered to us, it was delivered on a holistic way, like a healing model for our people, that was with the social emotional well-being.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we are working with our mob, you know, we're looking at it holistically, the way our people think, for the wellness for them.
You just mentioned Freddie and Jenny. What's special about their approach and their teaching method?
Jenny is a non-Indigenous woman, but she's been around Aboriginal and the people for many, many years. She just got a really, really good way, the way that she taught us. She made us feel that she is not the expert. We all have something to offer in the class. She really empowered a lot of us to come out of our comfort zones. She really understands through the trauma yeah. that has happened to our old people, yeah. our ancestors,
yeah.
that a lot of us carry that today. She was really deadly to help identify a lot of these issues and problems and stuff that our mob carry. I couldn't speak highly enough of Jenny, because I think it's she helped us to come up with a solution, and it's sort of like, I couldn't say it enough, that this course has gave our mob hope, because, you know, the clinical way of working with our people hasn't worked,
yeah.
and I don't even know if it's worked mainstream either. This is a different approach of working with our mob. Yeah, and Fred, because he's Kamilaroi, and he's a Koori man, and well, he knows, he's grassroots, and he knows, because we're on the front line when we're working in this area. So
yeah.
it was really good the way he was.
You managed to connect better and absorb the lessons much better. Can you run us through some of the issues, because we talk about them on radio, but it's better to hear them from someone who works on the field, the mental health issues that you come across on a daily basis in your line of work?
A lot of them is addiction problems, whether it's through alcohol or whether it's through drugs. I previously, and still do, relief work in a woman's shelter, so I see a lot of domestic violence,
yeah.
and a lot of the women that come in have been broken severely through a lot of the abuse. Also, suicide is a major one in our community. You know, through a lot of the addictions has really wounded a lot of our mob.
How many of you graduated, and do you think there's enough of you specialist workers in that field to cope with the workload and the prevalence of the issues in the community?
There was 11 of us that graduated. We're from North Queensland in Coranda, some were from Cairns, and some were from Cherbourg, an Aboriginal community outside of Brisbane, southeast Queensland. But no, it's definitely not enough workers in this industry. You know, we need a lot of our mob trained up in these areas. And, you know, for non-Indigenous people too, to even just tap into the course that Gillane run through the Cert for Mental Health, I couldn't recommend it enough, not only to our people, but to non-Indigenous people too.
We said you work in a women's shelter, so you're dealing with some of the issues already. So this is opening up new opportunities, or it's just giving you a better, it's equipping you a little bit better to deal with the issues you come across on a daily basis?
Because I'm already a qualified counsellor,
yeah.
It's actually equipped me more, you know, to be more educated in this field, especially with mental illness. I feel really confident, you know, just doing this course has really empowered me more, and to feel confident to work with our mob that do suffer from a lot of these mental health issues.
You mentioned those two trainers. What other specific strengths did you see in that training besides those two trainers who are really tied and connected with the community?
probably because they are so passionate about the well-being of our mob.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they connect so good with all of us. You know, they show a lot of empathy, and the compassion that they show, not in a way that our mob feel like they're being patronised, but in a way that they know that this can help.
And there's respect
as well.
That's why
the respect and the support that all of our students that were given along the way, you know.
Sounds like it's a really, really good program. And now, would there be more going in the course in the next year? And
course will be run again next year. I know they're delivering a course in Cooktown in far north Queensland. It's a remote area. And I know that they're going to deliver again in Brisbane in March. I know that they're looking for more intakes if any students are interested in doing it.
That sounds like a very good program with very, very practical applications on the field and positive outcomes for the mob and the wider community, I believe.
It just gives us a bit of hope that in the future that this new way of tools that has equipped us now that we've got this certificate, it just gives us as workers more confidence and more knowledge and just the hope, because we know that mainstream hasn't worked, and this new way of learning that Ginny and Fred has delivered us, it's I can't recommend it enough to our mob and to non-Indigenous people as well.